Now, we know that you've all been waiting for this throughout the show. Thank you, all the John Sim fans. Here he is live. John, hello to you.
Hi, Gabby.
Great to talk to you. Somewhere in the world, and we'll give that away in a moment, because, of course, we're going to be talking about Prey. It is a phenomenal show. Many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, when you got that script, was it one of those scripts that you got and you just thought, yeah, I've got to do this?
Yeah, it was one of those, yeah. Yeah, every so often they come along and you kind of think, this is going to be a real challenge, but if I don't do it, somebody else will, and I'll be really angry if I watch it with somebody else. So it was one of those scripts, yeah. Yeah, absolutely one of those.
Now, did you have to do the stunts yourself, because you do a lot of running?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot of running, as you can see. Me and the cameraman, Chaz, did quite a lot of running together, yeah. He was right behind me all the time, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of running involved, a lot of dangling from bridges, and very physical. But I enjoyed that. It was a good challenge.
So you actually did those stunts yourself, dangling from the bridges and everything?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'd help from... there was not a wire and I didn't want to shatter it or anything, but that was actually me falling from the bridge, yeah.
You are...
And Chaz as well.
Did you have any injuries?
I did actually tore my calf muscle halfway through filming. A really innocuous bit when I was running up a grass verge, and it was a cold day, and my calf muscle just went after about the third take. But we had to stop for a few weeks. But that was it. Thankfully, it's fine now. It's absolutely fine. It was just a little pause, but it was a shame because we lost a lot of momentum. You know, it was, we had to sort of all pause for 3 weeks. It was such a forward-thinking sort of, you know, group of people. It was really weird to stop.
Well, it didn't show, I have to say, because it is utterly gripping. I mean, everybody's talking about it. And I obviously don't want to give anything away for people who haven't seen it. I know millions are. But there was something at the end of episode 2 that happens with DCI McKenzie. And I screamed at the television. I haven't done that for years.
Great. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
People screaming at the telly.
And also, congratulations to Craig Parkinson as D.I. Sean, he's brilliant, but also Rosie Cavaliero as Reinhardt, because we only ever see her in comedy roles.
Yeah, it's a great part for Rosie, and hopefully it'll be a big breakout, because I think she's a revelation. She's such a wonderful actress, really natural, and she was absolutely fabulous to work with. She's brilliant in it. As I think everybody is, Craig and Anastasia and, you know, and Benny Wong. I think and everybody gives great performances. So I'm very pleased with everybody's performance.
Well, I think it's very funny because your director and your writer are on Twitter saying thank you to everybody who sends all the tweets, but practicing their award speeches already, saying how much they'd like to thank their family for standing by them. And it is one of those things. How does it feel when there is such a buzz about something so positive that when you're in something like that, and you obviously on Twitter and online and everything these days, is it a rather strange feeling that everybody's watching and everybody's talking about it, or is that quite satisfying for an actor?
It's great. At the moment, I'm not in England, so I'm not able to soak it up firsthand, which is probably a good thing. I mean, I'm running around the streets, you know, everybody's looking for Marcus Farrow, so it's probably a bit weird walking down the street. But yeah, no, I'm not on Twitter as much as our mercurial director and wonderful writer. I don't see it as much, but I do check, and the response has been incredible. And it's great to have like that water cooler moment. I remember with a little bit with Life on Mars and with State of Play. You know, it's great to have the whole country on the edge of their seat for a number of weeks. It's a great feeling, you know, and everybody involved should be proud of it.
Well, congratulations to you. Now, can you let us into the secret of where you are and what you're filming at the moment, please?
I'm in Vancouver. In British Columbia, Canada. I'm filming something called Intruders for BBC America with Mira Sorvino and James Frain and other brilliant cast members. And it's really exciting. It's a big American production. I'm playing an American in it. It's based on a novel by Michael Marshall, and it's written by Glenn Morgan, who wrote The X-Files.
Wow. You're not going to be leaving these shores, though, are you? You're not going to go and be like Damien and all the others who have gone over to the States, are you? You don't leave us.
Well, no, I always put it off because I always thought, well, I'll wait to be invited over. I don't want to go over there and start, you know, kind of, you know, sell myself and come up against sort of, you know, rejection and stuff like that. So I always waited, and it became quite a long time, and then I was invited, so it's just really nice to go over and do it then. But so I don't know. Hopefully it will go again and we'll do more of them. It's a really fun show to do. It's great. So I don't know, we'll see.
Oh, well, John, well, we're looking forward to you coming home. Many congratulations, because you'll come back and you'll be winning all the awards, I believe, for Prey. You and everybody else involved. John Sim, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to speak to you. Have a lovely day out there in Vancouver.
Great. Thanks, Gabby.
Bye, John.
Bye.